You're back.
Yes.
How are you?
I am happy to be a guest.
Again, another week of being a guest.
Yeah.
So any
Thank
life...
Thank you for inviting me.
Again, any life... This is your house.
Well, this is your podcast.
It is my podcast.
Your mic and your podcast.
So, have you been being a good girl lately? Have you been a good girl?
Yes, I have.
Are you sure? I've been a very good person.
Okay.
People.
Very gender neutral term.
Yeah.
I'm a very good people too.
That's debatable. But let's not debate. Today we're going to talk about, a little bit about the dating scene, the dating life. We're also going to talk about Korea because we are going to go to Korea. Our first ever
trip
together.
Our honeymoon.
It is the ultimate test. Like the test of tests.
Yeah.
Like people have, I've seen people go into a group of six and come back a group of three. Like they just lose people along the way. They tell this about my, like, there was an office job that I worked at and the girl, there was literally two women and they were almost like avoiding each other. So I had to ask, I was like, yo, why are you avoiding like her? And she was like, we used to be best buddies, but now we're not. It's literally that because they went to Taiwan and it was a group of six and literally somehow, some way, they split in the middle. In the middle of the trip, they split.
I think
this
is a phenomenon.
And it's like,
it's a universal experience.
And after that, they're just not friends anymore. No more talking, no more like conflict resolution. It's all just, you know what, everything that happened stays in like overseas.
Yeah.
Like in that sense.
I just think that it's so immature.
But it's also something that really happens like a lot.
It does.
That like people just go overseas and that's it.
Yeah, it happened to me.
That's like, oh really? Would you like to share? No lah, just kidding. I mean, like, some of us have personal experiences, some of us don't. I personally...
No, I am confident we can make it through. Like, come on. Like, what is there to fight with you? Really?
A lot, okay. I'll probably test you on... I'll probably give you quizzes and challenges as we walk down the street. And if you get it wrong, I'll be mad. Okay, you know, let's talk about Korea first. So, our trip consists of... by the way, today is like May 13th, and our trip is like May 26th, so it's literally 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
And our flight, it's almost lined up perfectly, honestly. Because first of all, our flight is at midnight, okay? It's a Friday flight, so we have to go to... Are we gonna eat at the airport together? Are you planning to do that?
We can.
But like eating is too early because our flight is literally midnight, so we probably meet at like 10.
I'll bake something for us.
Sure. I mean, I'll definitely bring cup noodles. Because like the flight, you can just ask for hot water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll ask for like hot water. And that'll probably be my like breakfast when I wake up, right? So we literally get our flight at 12. We can literally just sleep. Like just sleep.
Yeah.
The whole trip and wake up at 8. Just nice, we can start our day. Because 8, we'll reach Busan.
Yeah.
And then once we reach Busan...
It's a 6 hours flight, is it?
Nearly 7.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 7.5 hours. That is without delay.
Yeah.
Okay, so first day...
Oh, we also need to buy travel insurance.
My one is handled by my parents.
Oh, okay.
So you buy your own.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. What other insurance can you buy for
me? No, because...
Are you still working at your old job?
No. Because sometimes, you know, people think they got the insurance, but it turns out to be a different insurance. It happens.
I know, but like...
Need to double check.
This kind of thing makes me like... Makes my head spin. Like, I don't really think about it. Like, I'll just let my parents Actually, I'll handle it tonight.
It's important.
Okay, anyways. First day, what's your expectation for the first day?
Like, it's more relaxed.
Relaxed.
Kind of vibe.
Like, literally sightseeing.
Yeah.
Just eating by the beach. Because Busan is all beaches.
Yeah. Because first day...
And we will be the... Beaches,
yeah,
the beaches.
Because first day is mostly like relax and
rewind, recycle, you know,
yeah.
We need to reuse, reduce.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, that day we are literally going to like an island, and then there's
yeah,
gonna be
cafes. Yeah, so we kind of have to like you know, and we're gonna set our mind to be like on vacation mode,
we'll
be there for vacationing, and whatever happens, if anything goes wrong, at the end of the day, we're there to have fun, you know, no stress.
Yeah, and you know, I definitely won't. But I do have to say, one thing is, okay, because it's literally just the two of us. If there is a chance where you are leaving somewhere, and I don't know about it, at least leave a note.
Okay.
Somehow, somewhere. Because who knows, you might go and buy a SIM card and I'll be like, where are you? I whispered it, okay, maybe it's not clear.
But...
okay, anyway, so we're going to a village and after that, you have your own plan, so it's literally like, very chill day, and then that night we have to check in, sleep, and then the second day. Second day we wake up, and this is the most exciting day because we're gonna go on a tour, which we already paid for, and it's gonna bring us around, check out the local food market, and like maybe we can buy a little bit here and there. Except for Gucci. I don't really wanna go to Gucci, and then like go to the beach, eat, travel with a bunch of random strangers, which is still pretty fun. I mean, yeah. we can do whatever we want.
I love it.
And then, at night is a concert.
Yeah.
And it's like full of people that I know, but she doesn't know. Like
she
has like, she knows maybe one group.
Like he knows like the uncle.
I know all of
the
them.
The aunts.
But it's, it no, it's K-pop.
On speed dial.
What?
Like the K-pop.
The aunts and uncles of K-pop.
Yeah.
All the groups that are performing are quite new.
Well, they can be aunts and uncles too. Like they have nieces or something.
That is true. That is right. Okay, so that's the first 2 days. It's literally like, because Busan is literally sightseeing, eating, and beach. And it's literally like,
it's like retirement
vibes.
Yeah, but
I mean, we could go to the temples. But
we're going religious?
I'm just not religious enough.
Right.
Who am I praying to? Am I praying to the building?
And I'm not, I don't even believe in that.
I know, like, if you step inside, you're not into an invisible wall and you'll be locked out.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh my god, there's a wall in front of me, I can't go in.
Yeah, there's a barrier.
And if I enter, I'll probably be set on fire. So, maybe let's not endanger ourselves.
Yeah.
And just enjoy, because we both love the beach so much. Yeah. So let's just enjoy the beach.
And right? I love the sun. The
but if it happens that we somehow feel spiritual that day and we get a calling, maybe we'll visit the temple.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. I will bring my Quran to the temple.
Isn't that how Christianity was spread?
Is it?
Like, there was like a traveling pack of Christians that was spreading Christianity around the Middle East.
Oh, so they brought like Bibles.
Yeah, they have like a tour. A Christian is literally... let's not talk about it.
Okay.
Third day, we are going to Seoul because we decided 2 days in Busan, 2 days in Seoul because we want to get a full experience as much as possible. Because we want countryside and city.
Yes.
Okay, so for the city, we are leaving. Waking up at 8. Because most days, we're going to wake up at 8, okay? It's our... commitment.
Yeah.
Wake up, and then we have a train at 12, and then we have to check into the hotel, and then after that is literally like, actually here is where you need to
put in the work,
right, and decide where we're gonna go, because we can go anywhere.
Yes.
Which either I think we can go to Hongdae and Itaewon, which is here, like on the day we reach Seoul, we can go Hongdae, which is your cafe, the paint cafe, and then go to Itaewon for dinner.
Yeah.
Or we can go to cheese industry, the cheese cafe, then perfume, then Itaewon. Yeah, because it's like the triangle.
Yeah, okay.
Very racial today. Oh. Anyways, you want to go Itaewon, right?
I don't know. I want the Cheese Factory.
Yeah, Cheese Factory. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to be above our hotel.
Yeah.
We're not going to go Myeongdong. We can try Myeongdong like after.
Yeah. Myeongdong is what again?
Myeongdong is our hotel, which is the which is the cheap foreigner one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one will be the last day. Like, we just want the mochi.
Yeah. So, basically, your task is to... decide where we're gonna go and our movement.
In what order?
Yeah, because cannot be like, you're gonna go Hongdae, and then Songsu. Because that's so far away. Like the travelling time will be at least 2 hours, right? Okay, then day 4 is your dance day. So either you choose we're gonna go dancing, or we decide to go full on Everland, which is, so there's 2 amusement parks.
Yeah.
Lotte World, which is indoor outdoor. Lotte World is like basically everybody goes there. Everland is like a bit further away, but it has the world's biggest wooden roller coaster. So the rides are incredible.
Damn.
Yeah. So Everland is about the rides. Lotte World is about the vibe.
I want Everland.
Yeah, I also want Everland. But it's a holiday. It's Buddha's birthday. Out of all the days Buddha gonna have a birthday, it's the day we visit. Like, honestly, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is at Seoul, right?
Yeah, it's this day. But if you go Everland, you cannot dance.
Oh, can we switch this?
But this day, our half of the day is gone because our train ride is at 12:30.
Oh, right. Oh, this will be when I go for the dance.
Can also.
Yeah.
So but that your dance will have to be like 4-5 p.m.
Yeah.
And we have to rush there.
No, they have 6 p.m.
Okay, so if you want to dance, we can dance here also.
Yeah.
Then this day we can go Everland.
Yeah.
But
this is what, 28th, right?
Yeah, 28th. If you want, 28th is dance, then 29th is Everland.
Mm.
But we also want to go thrifting and cafe, right?
Yeah.
That one is Songsudong, which is your dance area.
Then on this day, yeah.
Is that enough time?
Wait, I check right now.
I can't believe the only way I can get you to sit down and talk about our plans is by doing a podcast. Because for the past hour, she's been doing everything but planning this trip, okay? Let's sit her down in front of a microphone. Then she can talk. Everland tickets are like 45 per person.
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So much cheaper than like a Singapore. You know, Singapore, USS is like 70, yeah. 75. For like nothing, like. And Everland is like a whole freaking football stadium.
Yeah. Definitely one day is not enough, actually.
Yeah. But it's like, again, it's the holiday. So I don't know how bad it would be, you know.
We should buy the express then.
I don't know if they even have express. That one, can you handle? I handle a lot already.
Yeah.
I handle our train tickets. I handle our hotels. I handle our concert.
Well, thank you for that.
Kind of push me over the edge. But can I just say, nowadays it's so easy to buy like overseas packages because of Klook.
Yeah. Oh, are we sponsored by
which brings us
to what a good segue.
I know, right? I would be such a good, I would, oh my god, give me a chance. Please, I'll be so good at this. I can sell water to a moose. What are you searching?
No, I'm trying to.
Oh, the dance, right?
Yeah.
Why are you so obsessed with that dance?
No, I'm not obsessed. It's just, it's like popular. It's basically a tourist thing.
I don't think so. You know, like it's got to be taught in Korean.
That's fine. Body like, talk.
That's
fine. That's fine.
How do you say? How do you say?
And they can talk in English. I'm pretty sure.
How do you say? Most of their instructors are like purely Korean.
That's fine. Like, I just need to follow what they do.
Yeah, you need to learn Korean.
I can do that in a day.
Learn Korean. No,
I used to watch Running Man a lot, so I'm good.
Okay.
I know appa means pain.
How do you say your heart pain?
Sarang.
Not Sarang Appa. Now how do you say that in Korean?
It's also
Appa. It's also
yeah,
Appa.
It's also Appa, yeah.
Appa.
And in Malay, it means what, actually?
What's the name of that animal that Aang rides on?
Appa.
It's also Appa.
What a universal word.
So, what is the name of that animal's dad?
Appa Appa.
Appa Appa.
And the
if
animal
in pain,
is in red. Appa Appa Appa. Oh, if you're asking what?
In Malay, and then the person, and then what part of that animal of the dead is in pain. So, apa, 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 apa.
Yeah.
So stupid. Oh my god. Okay.
But, you know, we're going international.
I know. And it makes sense, you know.
It makes sense, yeah. Ish, kind of.
Like
but
a, like
direct
a,
translate is just what pain.
Yeah, like a Korean-born Malay person who is into Avatar.
Specific. Very specific. Mm-hmm.
Your dance.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the email. They're supposed to.
What do you mean email? You buy already?
No, because you need to sign in. You see? The verification is sent to this.
I thought you already have an account.
I don't.
So for the past week where I said let's
wait, I think so. Wait, maybe I have.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I don't remember.
Y'all, I feel the separation coming. I feel troubles in Korea land.
No, I think it's I rather trouble here than Korean land.
That is true. No lah, I'm very easygoing one lah, honestly.
I know.
Like if everything doesn't work out, I'll probably still be like, you know what, at least you know we were here.
Yeah, together.
And we ate like food.
Yeah.
And I love you.
I love you too.
I can't wait to send this to Apple.
Not on the podcast.
Apple. Just Apple. Does he know?
About?
Your nickname.
What's my nickname?
For him.
ABJ?
Yeah,
ABJ. Yeah, he does.
What does he
But he doesn't know about the second nickname.
What's the second nickname? Don't act so shy lah. Nobody, 9 people listen to our podcast and one of them is me. Like, what do you think?
Well, what
do you
if,
think this
okay,
is
okay, no, what if he listens to
this? Do you
this?
Think this is the Ellen show?
No,
like,
what
the
if
fuck?
He listens to this?
It's probably because I sent it to him, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so what's his second nickname? You can write it down. I have a book in my hand. It feels very, like, variety show.
You were involved in this.
Was I?
Yes!
Honestly, so many boys go through you and your mouth that I completely forget. Oh yeah, it is me. I forgot.
Yeah, and I think it's so...
But it's also because you keep hammering down on that fact.
Yeah, because it's so funny. But I love it. It's cute.
You know, sometimes I text you. Like, I text you like a joke in my mind,
yeah.
Right? And then you reply with like, oh my god, that's so funny. And I just, I'm clueless whether or not if it's really funny.
It is.
Are you like a, or like a, kind of funny. So I always,
what's that?
Like you always go like,
okay.
You always go like.
It depends on the joke.
Yeah, but I don't know if that nickname was funny enough.
It was.
Okay.
It was. It stuck to me.
Next time, can you send a voice recording of you laughing so that I know. So that when I sleep at night, I'm like, was he really that funny?
Ow! The fact that you think that way,
I know,
is funny.
I know, I always think like, was it? I'm always reflecting on my jokes.
Yeah,
like,
well, that's where INFP of you.
Was that quite funny? Could it be funnier?
Is.
I always reflect. I don't know, I'm like a self-aware clown or something. I'm like, okay, what else can I do? Can my red nose be bigger? You know what I mean? I always think about this, but I mean, I'm okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's very
I've been living with that for a long time.
Yeah.
And now that what you wrote on paper is here, so I'll just keep it, and one day he might look at it. But like, I think he'll be fine, judging by his personality
yeah.
to you, he seems very chill.
Yeah, he
like,
is.
He's like over name calling, like you can call him whatever you want. And
yeah,
he'll like,
and he'll be like, yeah.
Okay. Which is cool, because the other day my dad called me fat and I got so upset. What? Ow! Oh my god. Come back! Oh my god. Now comes my reflection part. I always ask myself, so which part of that was the funniest part? Was it my dad? Or is it me?
Obviously, you're hurt when you...
Thank you for normalizing my thoughts and emotions. Yeah, I was hurt. I was like, oh my god, this dad just call me fat. And the thing is, in front of, I was like, in my mind, I always think this. If my dad was like Dwayne The Rock Johnson,
okay,
I'll be like, fair. You have the body of The Rock. But my dad has the body of, like, you know, The Incredibles, the dad before he transformed.
Yeah.
Like the dad after 30 years of office job. That's my dad now. And I'm like, what do you have to give? Like, what?
You know what? That's projection. It's giving projection.
I don't know,
projection.
But he's like... So I was like, literally, I was like, my feet hurt. Like, my ankles. And after thinking about it, actually, it's because I was on those bikes, right? I went too hard on the bike and my ankle hurt. So I literally just told my mom and my sister and my dad, I was like, yo, my ankle hurts. And it was after a day of walking also. Mm. And my dad was like, probably because you're fat. And he was like, and he does this thing where he, no, come back. He does this thing where he like, says something so mean, but he like, starts smiling and laughing. Because he thinks he ate, like that kind of, you know, like he thinks,
right.
Like he'll be like, there was one time where I was like talking to him and then he says like, go to your room. And then he like smiled. And then I was like, boy, I'm not your friend. Why are you like, doing this? You know what I mean? It's not funny. It's not... You know, it affects me and stuff like that. So anyway, after he said that, I was like, bro, like, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And till today, I'm not talking to him.
Yeah, it's uncalled for.
I'm not talking to him. Like, I feel like every time I try to, like, have a father and son thing, he just ruins it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he has no idea how to, like, I don't know, it's just a thing. Maybe when I'm older, I can be able to...
process.
Yeah, or like... not take it too personally when I'm older, but now I'm just like, girl.
I mean, how can you not? Like, it's
my dad.
It's definitely attack on personal. That's personal.
It was a personal. I mean, I was like, my feet hurt. He was like, well, you're gonna die tomorrow.
Why I laugh? Because the transition. Because we were talking about nicknames, like cute nicknames. And like, what would they call me fat? Like, that's a cute nickname.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I'm just not mature enough because my dad called me a fat asshole and I got upset. I should really work on myself, you know? Like, what kind of sick victim mentality I have? Like, I have such a... Like, I just feel so sorry for myself. But anyways, let's move on to our Korea trip. Vacation, yay! I love vacation.
That turned into like a short therapy session.
Can I also say?
Yeah.
This was so. What?
No, I'm not on the aircon. It's very hot.
Yeah, but the fan is off so that the audio is not.
Yeah, and she closed the door, so I have to on my.
Anyways, because when we graduated poly, it was COVID. No. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So long
because
ago, man. Oh my god,
yeah, and
so
we didn't
long
have
ago.
A graduation.
Yeah, oh my god, you know where my mind went? I thought we graduated 2017.
That's literally when we,
when we reached poly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because of COVID, we couldn't go on graduation trip and stuff like that.
So we don't even have a ceremony.
And
like
I was so
picture.
And I was so jealous, I was so envious that my friend was able to go to Korea right before lockdown.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's the best vacation ever. And I was so envious. I was like, I wish that was me. And now, we get our graduation trip.
Yes.
It has to be. Like, we have, I have to think, like, it's like...
Oh my god. Oh, okay. Unrelated, but coincidentally...
Does your dad call you fat also? Maybe your dad calls you something else. Does he call you ugly?
Like the Krabi trip, right? It was supposed to be a graduation trip.
Oh, then let's not do it. Let's just
oh
a vacation.
Oh my god, this is like a repeat.
No,
it's not gonna be a repeat.
But you
know, I know you are chill.
But I have a...
You're gay. Like, for the audience listening, they'll be like,
they'll be like, what the fuck is happening? But it's for real, but I'm sure I'm very different from her.
You are.
Yeah, I'm not the exact same.
Mm.
I'm better. Okay.
Okay. Continue.
I also want to say that she's bitter.
Okay, Dr. Sue.
What if one of them, like out of the nine, one of them is her? That would gag. Okay, anyways. So, yeah. So, day four, you decide. Because the ticket can buy anytime.
Mm.
So, it's either Everland, which... Okay lah, so if 28, right, you can get dance lessons.
Mm.
Let's just go for that because 28, basically we are quite free because once we check in, we can go wherever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And then Song Su Dong is basically, after we dance, we'll basically explore the area. It's full of cafes and thrift stores and we can go crazy until like midnight, honestly. And then we just... take a taxi back, whatever.
Okay.
Taxi is like $12. Yeah. And then the day four, Everland or again shopping and eating. Yeah. But just remember day four is Buddha birthday.
How is about?
And just remember we have to bring a cake. And we have to bring flowers.
Your flowers.
And we have to wear nice. And don't be
Hanok.
Late. Yeah, don't be late for Buddha's birthday.
Balloons? Does he like balloons?
I'm sure when he was alive, balloon did not exist.
Okay.
Like, you know, like, the trend where it's like, what would make a medieval girl go faint?
Yeah.
Buddha would also faint. Because when Buddha was alive, it was like... It wasn't, you know,
yeah,
technology
it
was like...
Yeah. And a balloon to him would be like...
Oh my god, magic, you know?
Yeah.
He'd be like, fuck Buddhism. I want whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Here you go. This is your book anyway. So you fill in and then... once it's decided, this will be our structure. But we don't have to follow it 100%.
Yeah.
Again, if we decide to go somewhere else... Let's just go somewhere
yeah.
else. Like, we're like, oh my god, that looks cool.
Mm.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
But I have rules.
Okay.
But it's quite acceptable rules.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Number one, we are not there as a couple. So we are not
no
gonna...
worries.
No. As in like we're not gonna do like couple stuff like going to the park and
oh no.
And like look at people. I don't want that, okay? So we are...
No, I don't want that either.
So no... Couple...
Yeah.
Like,
we don't need to wear matchy.
Like, yeah, no activities for the sake of like... doing
oh, but
it as
at
a couple.
Everland, if there's matchy headbands, I don't mind.
That one is okay, but I'm talking about like... people will go to like a cherry blossom...
Oh.
Park. Just look at cherry blossoms.
Is it cherry blossom season?
It's over.
Oh.
Mommy, it's over.
Yeah.
No culture. Like no museums and
okay.
No, like oh, I'm gonna go look at an art exhibition.
Mm.
Draw your own art. Whatever you draw is art.
Yeah.
So you know, no arts and crafts. Okay.
Mm.
Exhibition. I think I have one where it's like. No temples, but I think that's a bit harsh. No wasting time.
Yeah.
Wasting time as in like... Oh, no wasting time, including no mega malls.
Oh, okay. Understand.
I'm not there to look at KSL.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm okay with like maybe one where we go into a mall and check it out. But we are not there for malls. Okay, maybe if you want to buy something like essentials, we can look at mall. But they have Olive Young and they have like a bunch of markets here and there. Lah. So you can... You know Olive Young, right?
I think.
It's like their Watsons.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like if Watsons was the only drugstore in Singapore, like Watsons like kick out Guardian, okay, that's Olive Young. Olive Young is like the best. There's also a bunch of convenience store. So one thing about all this, right, is that sometimes we might want to see like convenience stores,
yeah, because, that's, you know, fine.
Convenience stores is quite trendy. It's like dropping off, but still quite trendy. You can buy like drinks, food, ramyeon. We can get like a ramyeon station. Can eat if we feel like it, lah. By the beach, that kind of thing. But no mega malls. There's also a Daiso near our hotel. That is 12 story high.
Damn.
Yeah, it's 12 story, and I've seen a lot of TikTok videos on it. So every floor is a whole section. It's like an OG.
I mean, that one I would only foresee like buy essential stuff.
Maybe. I'm not really interested.
Yeah.
In that. And also, let's avoid too touristy areas.
Okay.
Because as I think you said, you want to feel like a local.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's aim more of like local experiences. Okay, I think that's about it, so.
Yeah, fun! Okay, can't wait.
So, yeah, that's about it.
And are we gonna end the podcast?
No, we're talking about dating.
Oh, right, right, okay.
Very fast, huh? We're almost done. Okay. It's like in 10 minutes. I feel like we talked about this recently.
We did.
But it was like, if the guy was like blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this? On a date.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I wanted to talk about my date experiences.
Okay.
Let's talk about my date experiences. So I was... Okay, so today we're going to talk about dating experiences and like... What do you call those like... Like... How do you say... Oh, I'm very lost for words. I have no English in my mind right now.
I want to help you.
When people talk about like their trauma, like their traumatic experiences.
Okay, that is the traumatic experience.
Yeah. So, when I was younger, this was when I was like... When I met you, but it's only been like... less than a year or a year, and I was very young, and it was my first time on dating apps. And you know, for people like me, there's only about three. There's the one.
Three people.
No, three apps.
You're right.
But it's the same people on three apps. It's kind of like everybody's on the same apps.
Yeah.
So there's one years ago called Hornet.
Okay.
You know about hornets?
No, I don't know. I only know the G.
It's a bug.
Oh, yes. I know it's a bug.
It's a hornet bug. And it flies around, right? It's actually quite dangerous. And there's a whole movie about it called The Green Hornet.
We need to go already.
Now?
Because I need to go. Anyway,
you go first up.
Because they're taking crap.
Oh. Oh, well, then we have to...
5 minutes. So I guess we're talking about the movie Green Hornet. Have you seen the movie?
Mom, can you close the light, go back? There's not supposed to be a live audience.
I mean we can talk about the movie. It was a very nice movie. It's like a superhero.
My knees. Speaking of my knees, I'm gonna see my knees.
You're gonna see your knees. Okay. Anyway, so Hornet. I was like literally don't know what I'm doing, and I'm talking to random people, and it's full of, let's just say, people of an older generation.
Oh shit.
And I
the youngest?
And I was
one?
Like That's not really. Like that, 30. That app was quite dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
Like the app itself was bad and the crowd was bad and whatever. But I wanted to go to do something. And you know, like with a westernized brain, I wanted to like go on a date and like have the person pay for me.
Mm-hmm.
But really at the time, all I really wanted was to watch a free movie.
Okay.
And I wanted to try to see if I can get one.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah.
And it was like a weirdest thing because it was a school night.
Uh-huh.
And I remember asking
but
my mom.
First time on a movie, that's kind of like, what do you do? I mean, I guess you just want free tickets.
I did, but okay, so here's the full story. I see the picture, I obviously know it's an uncle, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get a free movie. So my mindset was pretty fucked. And I tell my mom, like, I'm gonna go with my friend. It was like 8 p.m.
Mm.
I said, I wanna go out. And she let me, you know.
Wow.
It's kind of surprising. I really go. And I was at Plaza Sing, and then I saw him, and he's like an uncle. I was like, okay, whatever, let's just like go through the night. And then he was like, blah, 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 whatever. It was quite gross and whatever. And then we went to the movie, and literally the only movie that I wanted to watch that was like a little bit interesting to me was the current Transformers movie.
Okay.
So it was a Transformers movie, and obviously he's not the Transformers crowd.
Yes.
But I just, you know what, I'm here, I'm gonna watch a movie. He paid for the movie. And then I was fully watching the movie.
Yeah.
But he obviously wanted something else.
Mm.
And I was fully just watching the movie. So halfway through, I think he got a message and he was like, I'm gonna go buy a snack.
Mm.
I was like, cool. He left. And
never
came back.
Nice.
Which is amazing.
Which is
because I don't
you.
Have to like worry about whatever.
Yeah.
But he literally left in the middle. And I got my free movie.
Yeah. Work.
But I did have to pay for the taxi back, so.
Mm. Well, if it makes you feel better, I used to go out for free food.
That was one time.
No.
A lot of times? How many?
Okay,
why do I not know about it?
Well, that's all for today, folks.
Okay, bye. See you. Bye-bye.